This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Today, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. And with that, we'll welcome the owner and sponsor of the show, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage and sponsor of Your Money Matters, Kurt Rogers.
You know, I should change my slogan from where it's all about you. It's the one-stop shop for all your mortgage
needs. One-stop shop, man.
That just kind of flows off your lips.
It does.
I really kind of like that.
I do, too.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And welcome. Another beautiful day in Colorado. We just love it here.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Wow. We were out at Red's house, my buddy in Sedalia yesterday, sitting on his back deck looking over the mountains last night. And, man, beautiful sunset.
Did you see it over the Rockies?
Hello. That was the best thing about the Rockies game was the sunset.
Well, the first couple innings weren't too bad. After that, the relief pitchers came in and it kind of went away.
Man. Next year. Already looking forward to next year.
Like the Cubs, next year.
Absolutely. Well, again, Kurt Rogers is the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. So, Kurt, real quick before we get to our special guest today, with rates falling, boy, how can someone really make sure they're getting the best rate program for them?
And there's a couple things people can do prior. If you're thinking about going out to buy a home, and you think you want to do it in 30 days, now would actually be the time. You really want to kind of do this 30 to 60 days ahead of time, because one of the things that really affect your credit score that most people don't know is your ability to get the rate is your credit score. And, you know, you can go on these free credit reports, and they're going to give you an idea, but they're not going to come close to what really matters. So you might want to check and find out what's your score is if you're looking for a mortgage, and that's simple to do. It's inexpensive. We can do that for you pretty quickly. But then we can show you that if you're, let's say you're a 692 and you want to go to a 720, well, that's about $5,000 in savings, because the lenders have what they call cost adjustments when your score is below a 740. And it doesn't take money necessarily to get your score up there. It's just a way of tweaking your score to be able to get it done. So you don't want to wait till the last minute to do it, because it can slow down the purchase. If you're thinking of a refinance, now's definitely the time, so you can kind of get ahead of the game and learn what it takes to keep your score at a 740 and above. Doesn't mean a lot of debt. It just means there's certain ways you make that work, and we can show you. We're not a credit repair agency. Just from our experience, we know what helps. The other thing is, what are the loan programs out there that I might want to get into? Which ones fit? Which ones don't? Do I want one with mortgage insurance? Do I want one without it?
Right.
How long? So have an idea of how to get the best rate with what you want to do before you walk out into any mortgage broker's office and start talking. Because they're just going to find the simplest way and say goodbye. They're not going to really spend a lot of time with you.
And that's why we tell you it's never too early to make that call to Kurt, 720-895-0500, no matter what program you may be looking for. And Kurt knows them all. So I hope you'll give him a call, 720-895-0500, and he and his team will be glad to help you out.
Now, since you mentioned that I know them all, because my memory is not as good, I told my wife the other day that they have this drug out. They sell at Walgreens. It reminds your memory, but I can't remember the name of the drug.
Exactly.
So
I might know it after you bought it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about our guest today.
The guest today, I had a chance to meet him. We all know Mike Hills. Mike Hills has been doing shows with us for a long time talking about investment properties. And he's taught people some of the pros and the cons and what to look for, what not to look for, and why investment property, whether the economy is good or the economy is bad, is a good way to build your retirement to pay for your kids' schools. Well, Brett Hansen is a vice president of a company called Cost Segregation Authority. Now, when Mike talks, he talks about when somebody has an investment property, you're making money no matter what. Whether the economy is good or bad, that tenant is making that payment. He's actually paying your loan down, so you're building equity. The other thing that is, your home's going to cash flow. And when the economy's bad, it actually works well, because people still need a place to live. Well, what Brett does is he takes it to another stage. He talks more about kind of give us savings. A nice...
For sure. And in short, like the cash flow associated with your investment property.
Correct.
First of all, Kirk, thanks for having me on there. I appreciate this. It's a good, exciting opportunity for us and for me. The concept is called cost segregation.
No.
Right? It's a mouthful. There are no elevator pitches on cost segregation. But in short, we're talking along with Mike's strategies, and he's got a great bundle of energy. Hope to keep up with his personality here on the radio. But in short, you're using the depreciation components of your investment real estate to increase your tax flow, which in short, well, actually to pay less tax, which as far as I understand is a universal good feeling, in my opinion. So everybody likes paying less taxes to the government.
Legally. Pay less.
Legally. Oh, yeah, absolutely legally, and just smart tax planning.
Right.
Which, in short, increases your cash flow, and we use these tools to grow our portfolio.
So kind of explain how cost segregation works for, well, first of all, where does it work, and what kind of properties?
Sure. So first of all, this applies to anything from a residential rental to a mother-in-law apartment to anything that's an income-producing property.
Commercial,
residential, from your single-family rental homes to large apartment complexes. We love doing studies in hotel resorts in Hawaii. Those are our favorite.
Because you get to go there.
We have to go visit the property. But this applies to anything from a small entry-level investor to a high-end, you know, real estate portfolio.
So give us a breakdown of how cost segregation works.
So in short, it all revolves around a concept or a tax strategy called depreciation. We're not going to get too deep in the weeds here. Too many people are afraid of the word depreciation and as well taxes, right?
Right.
But it's an allowance that lets you depreciate your property over time. You don't pay for depreciation. It's just a credit against your income to lower your taxes. It accounts for the wear and tear of your buildings. Well, when you buy a property, let's say a residential home, the straight line depreciation is over 27 and a half years. It's a pretty long time.
Whether you take it or not, that's it.
Whether you take it or not, I mean, you have to kind of take it. You're going to pay it back. You're going to pay that tax in the end, so you might as well take the deduction. We can explain that later. But in short, you take the cost of the home, less the land, because the land's not depreciated, and then you divide that by 27 and a half, and that's your deduction. And you get that deduction just like you would your utility expenses or your vacancy expenses or whatever else. Now, what the thing is that inside that home, there's a lot of components that should be depreciated over a much quicker timeline, 5 years, 7 years, or 15 years.
Such as?
Things like in the five-year category are carpets, countertops, cabinetry, auxiliary lighting, auxiliary plumbing, things like that that have a lawful life cycle of 5 years. All of your land improvements are over 15 years. So if you take those costs and add them up, you can depreciate them over 5 or 15 or whatever the category that they belong in, which significantly increases your deduction. And I mean, just to throw out quick numbers, they're hard to get on the radio, but you know, about a third or so, about 25 to 35% of that cost will be reclassified into a shorter life asset and increase your deduction and lower your taxable income.
Well, when you think about that, those things are going to wear out faster. You're going to have to replace them. So let's say you keep it like Mike talks about 15 years.
Sure.
Those things, about every 5 years you're doing them. Well, by depreciating them, you're being able to write them off. So when you go to buy them again, you get to start the process. So it's not one time. You get to do it maybe two or three times through the process, and you end up saving more taxes.
Yeah. I mean, that's even a better analogy. I mean, in short, I just want the deductions. Yeah. Right? You're taking it to a whole other thought process of repairing, you know, broken items and things like that. I'm just looking for deductions against my income so that I can lower my taxable income. And that's what cost segregation does. It segregates the prices or the cost of that property into its appropriate depreciable lives. That follow? And it's a mouthful. You try and explain this on an elevator, it's really tricky. But the savings are substantial. And like I said, if you take, say, a $300,000 home, and a third of that is like $100,000 of it is moved to a five-year asset, you know, you take that $100,000 divided by five.
So hold on, that quick? Can we get the math? And a half.
That's your deduction, right? So $100,000, $20,000 deduction, plus the remaining over 27 years. You know, your deductions are substantial.
Go ahead. So is this something
new?
No.
Yeah. Answer that question.
Well, we get that a lot. Cost segregation, you know, honestly, has been in development for decades, but it became you know more prevalent in the early 2000s. And I think that's why it's becoming more, is it used to be reserved for the high-end casinos, used to do it quite a bit. Hospitals were doing quite a bit. late 90s, early 2000s, 2004 or so. We've been around since 2006. And it's not new. It's just a very niche concept. And what's happened over, say, the last 5 or 7 years is pricing has come down on the studies so much that now anybody who invests in property can afford to do a cost segregation study and reap the benefits.
Yeah. You know, if you got a $300,000, you got a couple of rental properties.
Right.
So who does it? Who do you think it applies for best?
Well, best is relative. You know, any small single family investor that has a half dozen properties or even two properties that saves $20,000 or $30,000 on their taxes, that's substantial. And likewise, a big real estate investor with 3 or 4 Class A office buildings, he wants to save a couple $100,000 in taxes, right? So it's relative for anybody who's investing in real estate.
So if somebody, and I have a man now that he has a warehouse because he sells a lot of doors. Mm. He's a door guy. But he doesn't own the building. For him to look at something like this prior to getting into it, he may be able to see that all of his tables and all of his lighting and all of his machines inside, he could write off and actually, so people that are even, that are self-employed, that are working at a place and they're renting the place, might consider wanting to buy it because of the advantage.
Do I understand correctly, you're thinking he could do the segregation himself, or?
No, he should buy the place instead of rent it. Because they're getting ready to put it up for sale, and he doesn't want a new landlord.
Right.
So he's thinking about it. Right. He might not know about something like this.
Yeah, and it just depends on how he can use these deductions to lower his taxes. I mean, if he paid taxes in 2018 or 17 or whatnot, then he can do a cost segregation study on that warehouse and have a big deduction for this year's tax return.
To where the net effect to him is considerably less.
Much better, yep. Great effect.
I've never heard of it either till Mike.
Me neither, man. Listen. I'm like, wow.
I said, well, I got to have bread on my show. This is just in smart stuff.
Sure. So how do you start out with someone in just a conversation to find out, you know, if they fit something where this model will help them?
No, it's a great question because it's so kind of new, or at least not that well known. The best discussion is, do you own real estate? Do you own any real estate? Either your personal investments or a small business property, if you own your own salon or some rental warehouses or whatnot. If they do, then like I can save you money on your taxes. And that usually gets them talking. Oh, yeah. I'd like to save money on my taxes.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, no, everybody does. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Without cheating the system.
We're everybody's best friend once they grasp the concept.
I can actually not pay more. I'm in on that.
I'm in. How do I do that? And then you get into the technical, well, what's it require? And there's an engineer that comes out, visits the property. We identify all the costs that are associated with all the components and then put a cost to it on the property. It's about a 30 or 40 page report that then is submitted. It's used in congruence with your tax return. So your CPA, your tax preparer, will take that study and put that into your tax return and get the deductions that way.
And it's been around, well, you said you started in 2006.
Correct. Our company did, yep.
How did you get into this side of the business?
Good question. My background's real estate development, from shopping centers, apartments. And I partnered with a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, about 5 years ago, who's doing cost segregation, and said, we need to take this nationwide. We can do studies all over the country, so it doesn't matter. Just as long as where the property is, we can do the study. So we want to make sure that people are aware of this. And then using this strategy to help, and what I teach my real estate groups are, use these deductions. Maybe don't go buy that boat you've been looking at, but take these deductions and go buy more properties.
Right.
It will help you build your portfolio a lot quicker.
Yeah, and we've listened to Mike enough on that.
Sure.
Yeah. That's definitely a way to build your retirement.
All the guys that finally get it, he's like, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. It is. Yeah. If you're looking at improving your retirement, whether you're 50 or 30, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, taxes are always painful. Yeah. At every age.
any age, any time.
It doesn't matter. Like, what?
303-477-5600. If you're driving around saying, I got questions, give us a call. We'll take your call. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and also Brett Hansen, Vice President, Cost Segregation Authority. Hey, I never heard of it either, so don't feel bad if you're driving around. But
you keep trying to process that word, cost segregation.
Cost Segregation Authority.
And, I'm trying to find different ones. I can't find another name. So.
Exactly.
That's the one you use.
Here's a good number for Brett. We'll give you an easy one, 800-940-3115, 800-940-3115. And if you've got any questions, but also our phone lines are open here at the studio, if you'd like to ask your question on air, 303-477-5600.
Now, before the break, we were kind of getting into the taxes. This, you know, some people got to be sitting out there kind of like me the first time I heard about this. Sounds like a tax loophole, like they created it. It sounds like a tax loophole.
Well, no question, whenever you start talking about somebody's taxes, they stiffen up. Don't touch them. We're good. I don't want to be audited. I don't want anything like that. Like, it's just, don't worry about it. It sounds sneaky. You know, some offshore account thing going on. And it's nothing like that. In fact, when I teach this to classes all over the country, you know, we have a quote from the IRS audit guide that says, look, this is just smart tax planning. You know, taxpayers should want to accelerate their deductions to pay less tax. And what they want you to do is they want to do it correctly. That's why we're in business. They don't want, Kurt, you to go and just take a stab at reclassifying assets in your property and say, well, I'm going to take this deduction and not have any backup to it. You know, these are done by engineered cost consultant, cost specialists that take the property, they look at plans, they look at cost accounting for the properties from when they were purchased.
And the IRS tax codes, and they go, yeah, it fits.
The IRS tax codes and the cost segregation laws, and we put case law in the reports, so it's all backed up. There's a reason why carpet is 5-year, and there's several case law for it, and we'll quote those case laws in the report.
Okay. A lot of big tax law changes.
Yes.
Okay. A couple questions here. How do they affect what you're talking about? Because they do affect primary residents. And how do they affect this?
So cost segregation or depreciation, in a sense, is not associated with your primary residence. So
right.
the tax laws didn't change the primary residence. But the tax laws changes, there's one significant change that happened that affected our business and this tax strategy significantly. And it's something called bonus depreciation. Okay, I hope I didn't put everybody to sleep. Scott's still with me. So, but in a sense, if you remember, we talked about reclassifying, say, 30% of the cost of the building into a shorter life asset.
Right.
Now, when you reclassify things into a shorter life asset, specifically under 20-year life, you can take what's called 100% bonus depreciation, meaning I can expense that entire cost in year one. Let that sink in just a little bit.
I'm processing.
So now that 30% of the cost of the building that we've identified in a study is now your new 2018, 2019 tax deduction. So on a $300,000 residential rental home, your depreciation deduction for 2019, say, will be $100,000.
Yeah.
You won't pay tax on that rent for maybe several years. And if you can't use that whole deduction the first year, it carries forward forever.
Now that's called bonus deduction.
Correct. Bonus depreciation.
Bonus depreciation.
And what happened in the new tax law is it went, well, I won't get too details, but it went from 50% and it had to be new construction. Now it's 100% and it can be anything, existing buildings or new construction, doesn't matter. So anything under a 20-year class life applies for 100% bonus depreciation. And you need a cost seg study to identify those.
There's people got to be sitting there going, okay, I paid too much taxes last year. I didn't get to write down as much as I thought I could. Because, you know, that's why Mike likes you so much. He owns 45 properties.
Yes. And he's going to use these savings. So you take that $100,000 deduction on that single home and you'll multiply it by your relative tax bracket.
Right.
And then you take that savings and put it down on a new home, on another property.
Can someone go back? I mean, can you go back a couple of years and get with a good CPA and figure all that out? And
how far can you go back?
So you can go back. I mean, there's no real set date, but effectively, as long as there's still depreciation to be taken, you know, so we say about 20 years is probably the cutoff. After that, it's been largely depreciated. I mean, I think maybe the good point is you're not getting more depreciation.
Right.
You're just getting it quicker. A lot of this is a time value of money play where I'd rather not pay the IRS now. I want my money in my pocket. I want to use it to grow. I'll pay it later if I have to. But you can go back 20 years of a property you've owned, if you had your business for a while, and we can do what's called a catch-up depreciation and apply all that missed depreciation without an amended return on this year's tax return.
Okay.
Getting deep, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to feed back what you just said to me because it makes sense. Okay, all of a sudden I'm in a tax bracket to where I might have to pay, because I own several rental properties and I'm self-employed, I might have to pay, you know, my tax liability might be $50,000. If I can go back and take care of some of this, now I don't have that tax liability.
Correct.
So I get my money back at the end because I've paid taxes and I'm W-2 to myself. So I'm not under that liability. I can then take that money out and go buy another property.
Correct. Or in a sense, with cost seg, you won't pay it in the first place.
Right. Right.
You won't pay the tax in the first place because your tax return won't require it. You'll have the deductions. And so then you won't be paying that tax, and we show you how much taste that tax savings you had, or your CPA will. And then, fortunately, you've used that savings, you've invested it into another property.
So that bonus depreciation.
Mm-hmm. You want to go back, yeah.
Goes back.
It's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah. So all of a sudden now I've got more available cash to go out and improve my portfolio and my retirement down the road.
Absolutely.
On money that I'm not paying a Taco Sam, so I can pay it over here.
Correct. Might as well use, and it's like any investment. Use that property, use that cash that you have to grow, make that money work for you. And then when you buy that new property with that other savings, we'll do a costing study on the new property, and you'll have
start
more savings.
Again.
Yeah. You do a costing study on every single asset that you own that's a rental property.
You guys need to get a bus, hit the road, and do a tour
well,
on this,
we
man.
We do this all the time.
So where do you so you do classes or seminar? What do you call it?
Right.
I mean,
so we teach a 1 hour lunch, you know, kind of luncheon or at least a presentation for CPAs that do like need CPE or continuing education credit, or we just talk to as many people as we possibly can. Like you said, you can't just send out a flyer and hope they get it.
Sure,
take some education, take some discussion. And then some application to that individual and their investment. So we just get the word out as best we can.
And how many CPAs do you think really know about this and understand it?
It's a great question.
Percentage?
One of the questions we get all the time is, well, why hasn't my CPA done this?
Yeah.
Right? And don't get me wrong, we love our CPAs.
Well,
our whole goal in life is to make our CPAs look great. You're talking about a very niche accounting practice. And what we endeavor to do is be every CPA's service provider for cost segregation. So whether they understand it or don't understand it, it varies. I mean, I think most CPAs know about it, or at least they've heard about it, but maybe they don't realize it applies to even a small single-family rental home. They think it's just hospitals or casinos. So we try and educate that, no, this applies to the whole portfolio. It applies to little rental homes, it applies to duplexes or small apartments. Or.
And what's very easy to do, if you don't understand something, don't bring it up.
Right.
Just your client.
Well, my asset manager is a perfect example.
Because you think about it. When you first start talking to people, and not when you first, today if you talk to a brand new person that's never heard of that, they give you the look we're giving him. Okay?
Well, they always want to protect
their clients. It can't work that way.
Right? They always want to protect. They're very good for their clients. They don't want to make it think they haven't done a good service over the few years. So, you know, they don't want to bring it up if they don't understand it really well enough.
Well, if I haven't heard about it in the past, it can't be good. I mean, that's just the fear of people. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Right. Once again, Brett's number, 800-940-3115. You can check out the website. It's costseg.com. Now, tagline on your card says, not all studies are created equal.
That's
what do you mean by that?
Well, like any competitive industry, right, we want to differentiate ourselves, and sure, we can sit here and say, well, we do better service, or we got better price, or whatnot. And more importantly is that the studies are inherently different across companies. And other companies can do a better study than others. What happens is you might save a couple bucks in the fee, but they will miss out on $10,000 worth of deductions. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you'll never know. You know, the client who's never done a cost seg study before, much less a cost seg study from two different companies, we'll never know the value of a quality cost-seg study versus an average or poor quality cost-seg study.
And then what are you looking at? I mean, I guess it's a huge range in the cost of a study.
Yeah. Well, I just base it on personality.
Yeah. Where they're from.
Right.
Texas, do I like you or not?
Texas nice. People, you charge this much. You know, California, this much. Yeah.
No, it's pretty flat. It's a flat fee. It's based on the cost of the asset and the type of asset it is. You know, maybe how many buildings are associated with it on an apartment complex. You know, we do single family rental homes, you know, under 2,000 a piece. You know, we don't, it's all varies on what's going on, but I've had studies in a couple hundred thousand dollars a piece. So it just varies on what the building is and what it costs.
Sure.
I told you would enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's taking us down the path we've not been on before.
Well, that is very true. Number of years doing this show. 303-477-5600 is our number. And if you've got questions for Kurt or Brett, we'll take your call. We're going to hit our break here. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. Today, our special guest, Brett Hansen. Brett is the Vice President of Cost Segregation Authority. Check out their website, costsegauthority.com. And his number, 800-940-3115,
800-940-3115. Okay, question I have.
Well, and I know we got a little deep there, Kurt.
Okay.
My brain's still twisting from what we talked about off the on the commercial, folks.
Tie it in a little bit as we go.
Yeah. What if the property that someone has is for sale, the investment property, mm-hmm. or if it's been sold?
Mm-hmm. The first answer I give on that is, let's always do a benefit analysis. Like, let's, because they don't cost any money, we can pretty much give you an estimate of what your savings is going to be, well, at least what your depreciation is going to be, multiply it by your tax bracket, and you can kind of get a feel for what your savings is going to be before you sell it, or even before you do a study. We'll always do a benefit analysis. So the answer to your question is, always get an analysis done, be familiar with what that property can provide in tax savings, and then make a decision.
Before you sell it.
Before you sell it, and then follow up after you sell it, you can still go back and do a cost seg study even after you've sold it. It just requires an amended return, depending on, like, if you sold it this year for 18 and you haven't done your taxes yet, for sure we could apply that. If you sold it 2 years ago, we could do it as well, but you would have to do an amended return.
Okay. And I'm still processing how all this can work towards someone who is new to the industry, how they can start it, and then as you build your portfolio of rental properties, mm-hmm. that's when it really can become effective. Because there comes a point, and we were talking about this at the break, to where once I become a professional investor, I start out with one, and I go to two. Now, all of a sudden, it's not how many units I have, but how much it's I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Kind of explain that. You said something about 51%.
Okay, so I'll jump into being a real estate professional as it applies to depreciation.
Okay.
Which is to say that these deductions, well, real estate in short is a passive activity.
Okay.
In the IRS eyes. It's almost always a passive activity. Unless you qualify as a real estate professional, which there's a couple components of being a real estate professional. In short, a couple of them are 750 hours or more a year in real estate, and that has to be 51% of what you do has to be in real estate. You know, so if you're kind of a doctor or a computer programmer, but then a side investor, you're probably not a real estate professional.
You're making more money as a doctor.
Right. Well, right. Maybe, but regardless, you probably don't qualify as a real estate professional. Now, unless you file a joint return and your spouse is a real estate professional.
She spends more time.
She's
or he.
Like a real estate, and she genuinely qualifies as a professional, and you file a joint return. You can use all these deductions against that W-2 ordinary income. What you couldn't do before, and this is getting a little deep, but usually those passive deductions stay with the passive income that's right. associated with real estate. Now, of course, we deal with a lot of real estate professionals, investors. That's all they do, from single-family portfolios to office portfolios, warehousing, whatnot. But in a case where you're still working and you still got a full-time job and you just do this on the side, we'll just keep those deductions tied to the income associated with that rental income.
Is there a price point to where a cost segregation wouldn't work? I mean, a $100,000 house probably not worth it.
We look at, remember we talked about catch-up? We
yes.
talked about the existing
yes.
properties.
Yes.
If you've had a $100,000 home for, say, 5 or 6 years, it might be worth it because you're going to catch up all that missed depreciation. But I look right at around $200,000 is a good price point to make it worth doing a cost seg study, especially when you talk about the new tax laws. Because if you remember, we're going to write off about 30%
one time,
in the first
100%
year.
Of that one time.
Right.
That bonus.
In year one, that bonus depreciation.
I remember that bonus.
I hope we're not losing it. But yeah, that bonus depreciation has lowered that price point to make it effective. And of course, we'll never do a study that doesn't make sense for the client. I mean, we're not going to charge anybody to do a study that's not going to get them a good return on the tax savings.
Sure.
Yeah, now don't do it now. Save it for later, or it just won't work.
How long does your initial consultation take? When you sit down to start, you know, you're going to start talking to these people to see if it can work for them. What kind of goes on? How long does that take to find out if there's a way that you can help them?
Yeah, I just need to get some information from the client, from the tax, the investor. You know, what year they purchased the property, how much they paid for it, what type of property it is. That's really all I need to know. And then my team will put together a benefit analysis within 24 hours.
And
that can be done over the phone, over email, just shoot that information. Yeah. And then we'll shoot over a benefit analysis that says, look, here's what we project. It's always lower than what we know we can do.
You want to be safe.
and here's the fee. And then just let us know if you want us to get it done.
And go ahead.
Do you have any upcoming classes or seminars here coming up in the Denver area?
Don't right now, but I'd happy to put one together and for sure give you guys a heads up when I do
yep.
the next one.
Okay.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, I'll bring it back and we'll talk about it.
Well, most of them are done at firms, but I'd love to put something together. You guys can
sure.
figure it out who wants to come.
Okay. And I got to ask you, you've been doing this for quite a while. You said
correct.
The company
yeah.
started in 06.
Right.
Kind of, if you can think of a customer that you started with that had no idea about this and you were able to come in and say, here, and kind of give us an example of how you helped this person.
I'm meeting a fellow this afternoon who just finished his studies on 18 rental properties he has, and he had no idea. And he was referred to me by another client here locally in town and sat down with him over coffee once, just talked him through the process, and he's blown away. And I'm about to deliver him about a $600,000 deduction on his taxes this year.
And if he can't take it all this year, he could kick that can down the road.
He can, but he can take it.
He gets to take it?
He can take it, and he's got some bigger properties and stuff. But if he doesn't, he'll use what he can and then roll it over the next year. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good afternoon.
Yeah.
I've seen tears.
And this is money he was going to pay the IRS.
Well, that's the deduction, right? Yeah. So whatever his tax bracket is, but say it's 40% or something, you know, that's $300,000, $200,000 savings.
Sure.
That he didn't pay.
I'm in.
That'll be a happy visit.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
We ought to go and video that. Yeah. Yep.
That's a bigger one. I mean, but then there's some that, you know, smaller investments, $7,000, $20,000 savings. Others are in the millions.
Yeah, but man, it means whatever the amount, it means that much to that person.
Exactly.
I guarantee you.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, to think you're saving $10,000, $20,000 that you were going to have to pay in taxes and you don't have to. And you do that through a benefit analysis to let the people know, yeah, we think we can help you.
Right. Exactly.
And there's
just
no
heads
cost
up
to that.
Before, they consult with their tax preparer, their CPA, and then they make the decision jointly. And the CPA knows a better understanding of their taxes and what's going on or any losses they might already have stacked up or any deductions they have. We just give them an understanding of what the depreciation we can provide for them, and we work together with their tax advisor to make the decision.
Do the people ever get rid of their CPA after they've talked to you?
No, not good. Not too often. We're really good at keeping the CPAs on our side.
It's
a good service for them, too.
What role would financial planners need to know about this as well? Because, I mean,
absolutely.
Again,
we have lots
they
of
all may know
yes.
or they may not, but, I mean, well, I would say that would be a really, really good.
Financial planners, wealth advisors, investment advisors, real estate advisors, we talk to all of them as part of the tier. A lot of it trickles back to the tax preparer and, you know, making sure that they got the taxes in order. Mm-hmm. So that's our first target. But tax preparers, you know, financial planners, we have a lot of those clients that refer their clients to us.
Because it seems like that most CPAs kind of just take what you give them. They rarely ask questions or give you thoughts about different things. They just kind of take what you bring them.
Yeah.
Find that to be true.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if you look at their tax seasons are just
brutal.
I mean, they got a stack of returns to do.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is
start inquiring
about
other
things at the time. We've got deadlines to hit. Too many taxpayers don't give their material on time.
No.
I'm one of them.
Especially renters.
And so, you know, they don't do it. And so we deal a lot with, like, say, this fall and tax planning season, November, December. We get pretty busy as they talk about, okay, we got this income coming in for 2019. Hey, Brett, we need some deductions. All right, well, do you have any real estate?
Yeah, my CPA does that. He's right across the hall. He walks over and says, here, get started.
Yeah.
We need some
of this. That's a good CPA.
Yeah, he does.
So if someone's maybe been thinking about getting into real estate, don't let this conversation discourage you. No. Let it encourage you that it may not fit for you and your situation, but if it does fit, I mean, this could be a big hurdle that you've been thinking about you needed to overcome, and now.
Well, at the very least, and we talked about this, Kirk, earlier, is if you're just getting into real estate, know that there's other tools out there to help make it more affordable, more profitable, more better for you over the long run. Cost segregation is one of them.
Yeah, and when we
makes
started,
properties more affordable. Yeah,
we started the show. It's, you know, Mike shows you how to start out with little money down and get your first property, and then go from that a year later to do it again. So within 2 or 3 years, Mike can show you how to get the properties. Now all of a sudden, you have these real estate properties. You can take advantage of this cost segregation that you, in most cases, would not have known about.
Right.
And all that does is keep fueling it. So if you think that real estate is a place you want to try, there's a couple people that we have that can show you how to do this. But this thing comes in on the backside, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $100,000, $200,000. This guy's going to love you this afternoon.
No, it's the best.
I'd love to be there.
That's great. No, it's fantastic, especially when they see the savings.
Yeah.
Because even at first, they're like, well, okay, makes sense. And, of course, we don't charge anything until it's done.
Sure.
And so, like, yeah, they'll sign it. We'll get moving on it. We'll show them the savings. And then when that tax bill comes, like, there's no tax bill, they're pretty happy.
Wow. Oh, happy day.
With 18 rentals, no tax bill?
No kidding. Brett Hansen is his name. His number, 800-940-3115. Website, CostSegAuthority.com. We'll be back with one more segment with Brett after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip.
Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. To get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more, call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number 720-895-0500, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Give them a call. Our special guest today, Brett Hansen. It's the first time we've been able to have Brett on the show. He is the VP of Cost Segregation Authority. His website, costsegauthority.com. That's cost, S-E-G, authority.com. His number, 800-940-3115, 800-940-3115.
Now, one of the things you had mentioned earlier, you're in all states.
Correct.
So you can help even in Hawaii because you really like to
love the Hawaii properties, yes.
So you're in all states and you have a team of people that can do this in any state. So if we've got someone listening that own properties in another state, you can also help them.
Absolutely. You're nationwide.
Mm-hmm. If they wanted to get started with you, what's kind of, you know, I know they're going to pick up the phone or send you an email. Explain to them how they can get started to get that benefit package.
Right. And at the very least, even if anybody's confused, call me. We can explain it more in detail. But I really need a very little information to run an analysis. And we talked about it a second ago. Just the year they bought the property, how much they paid for it, and what type of asset it is. Like if it's a rental home or, and we've talked a lot about rental homes.
A commercial
building, you know, casino.
Car wash.
Casino, car wash, anything. I love it when they say, well, does a McDonald's work? Sure, if you own a McDonald's. We do a lot of restaurants and bars, and that'd be fantastic. And so just that asset type is nice to know. That gives us a better idea of the estimate that we can provide. Because all asset types provide a different benefit. You know, warehouses don't have a lot of short life property.
Nope.
But apartments have a ton.
Restaurants do.
Restaurants have a ton. Yes. Think of all those plumbing lines and all the sinks. That's all auxiliary stuff that is a five-year asset, right? So just the year it was purchased, how much it cost, and the type of asset, or we'll walk you through it from there, and then we'll get it back to you and go from there.
Okay, and we were talking on the break. I need you to explain, because I'm sure there's investors out there that need an answer to this question, recapture tax. Mm. Explain how that works.
Yeah, no, and I will.
From the law versus the common sense.
From a 20,000 square foot view, and this is an important topic because depreciation as a whole is always recaptured when you sell the property. You know, and I think that goes back to our first question about the loophole and the audit risk and such. IRS doesn't really care how fast or how slow you depreciate your properties, you know, because they know they're going to pick up a portion of it when you sell the property. Ideally, you're going to keep purchasing and exchanging. And if you exchange the property, you won't have to pay any tax, correct?
1031, that's
right.
Correct.
But if you decide to cash out for reasons that make sense, you're going to pay a portion of this depreciation back to the IRS at that time. There's always a depreciation recapture tax, always a capital gains tax when you sell a property. And so you will pay, you know, a portion of like 25% of this back when you sell it. But so, you've had the money the whole time. And that's what we talk about. Fortunately, you've done something with that to reinvest it and let that that cash flow grow, bought a few more properties. And at the worst case, if you sell one, cashed out, hopefully you bought a property that year and you did a cost seg study and that wiped out the tax that you had to pay for selling the other one.
Well, the first thought I have is this guy that you're saving $300,000.
Right.
He ain't going to have a problem paying 25% because that's $300,000. That's free money.
Yeah.
Writing that check for 25% is going to be, you know, 90 grand.
Well, and that's if he chooses to cash out. You know, he might just sell and
worst case.
Buy something bigger,
What can he do with this?
But his tax advisor will advise him on the consequences of selling a particular property. You always should do an analysis when you sell something, what the tax consequences are. And you decide from there, well, I don't want to pay tax this year. I'm going to exchange it. Or, you know what? I do want that boat finally. I'm going to take the cash out. And you just make that decision intelligently.
But you get to make the decision because you have the money,
right,
not because you don't have the money.
Correct. That's all better than the IRS having it, if you ask me.
And yeah, if you're saving the taxes, you can figure out what to do with you better than they can.
Sure.
In most cases.
Yeah.
At least that's the way I kind of look at it.
So are you like the only guy in the world that knows about this?
Yep, I mean, we're the only one.
Because Kurt, it is unusual. I mean, you've been around your end of the world and financial stuff.
Him and I've talked a lot. I said, I understand. You got to keep explaining it. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
And so it's just, wow. I mean, you talk about a life changer for some people.
I mean, the big four firms all have a cost seg division. You know, they won't touch anything under $1 million usually. But then for the most part, we're a highly fragmented industry across the country. That's why we talk about the quality of study and the difference in quality can make a huge difference in your tax savings.
Hmm.
And we just want to be every CPA firm cost seg provider. There's no reason they should do it. Just farm it out to us. We'll do it.
You'll help them out.
So generally you do an hour type meeting, seminar, whatever, and just kind of an educational thing. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested and feel like they fit, they ask you questions. If not, hey, you made new friends.
You learned something, made new friends, right. We do it for CPA firms, real estate firms, wealth management firms. And then sometimes I do special kit courses, just randomly get groups together to teach about it. But other than that, just call us and we'll teach you one-on-one.
Wow.
Now, one of your offices in Salt Lake City, correct?
Yeah, that's our headquarters.
Okay. Are you going to be in town on the 27th?
I can be.
Okay. Because I know Mike Hills has an event on the 27th.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about that. So if somebody would like to meet you, they could call me and let me know they're going to show up because they'd like to ask you some questions, and I can let you know.
Yeah, love to.
Yeah. This way they could see Mike's system, and then they could get some answers from you, because after Mike's little conversation, as we call it, everybody sits around and kind of talks. And I remember the last time I was there with you, there was a whole lot of them people wanted to talk to you.
Well, and Mike and I have been working on a calendar just to get, we're going to do a presentation for Mike's group at some point in the near future. So
when you do, just let me know.
Yeah, I will for sure.
And I'll put it out there.
That'd be fantastic.
Once again, Brett's number, 800-940-3115, 800-940-3115. You can check out his website at costsegauthority.com, and he'll be glad to answer any questions. And, let us know of any upcoming deals anywhere in the area. And we reach into Wyoming and Raton, New Mexico.
Across the country, you bet.
Anywhere in between, let us know.
I guess. Yeah.
And I just thought of something. With all of this going on, you know, I'm in the industry. When doing something like this, if one of the investors does something like this, is this not like a magnifying glass or a magnet for the IRS that, okay, we got them?
Yeah. I mean, no, depreciation is not much of a magnifying glass. And that's what we talked about. There's a recapture part. It's just depreciation. It's an allowable expense. We've done over 4,000 studies across the country. We've had about 8 or 9 involved in an audit. Had nothing to do with the depreciation schedule. It's with other issues with the tax return. And then they'll look at it and go, oh, it looks like you did accelerated depreciation or you did a cost-seg study. We'd like to see the report, please. And so then we'll show them the report. We'll show them how we analyze it, where we come up for a cost. And at that point, there's rarely any change. In fact, we've never had a change.
Man, it's like Santa Claus coming to your door when he knocks on the door.
If you have real estate, absolutely. And for those new, I mean, just learn, just file it away, write the word down, put it on the fridge and say, yeah, I got to remember this when I buy my first property.
Yeah.
It'll help you.
Good deal. Kurt, let's wrap up a couple of thoughts from you on mortgages. Good time to refinance?
I think it's an excellent time to refinance. And like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're getting ready to do that, just do a little preliminary work to figure out how to get the best rate that's possible. Rates are down. It's amazing. And I think they're going to stay there for a while. So now's the time to kind of, even if you're not thinking of buying until October, November, it's a good time to get started to understand how your credit score works and what kind of loan programs. We actually have a new loan program out now that is backed by a government agency that will do anyone that's W-2'd at a marijuana store, hemp store. And that's kind of brand new. So we're going to start seeing more of that starting to happen. Mm-hmm. It's like the self-employed. We have people that self-employed people used to not be able to get it. Now you can.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, Brett, hey, man, it's nice having you on the show. And keep us informed on this. And like I say, if you're doing something local here, we will sure do all we can to help you promote it. And one thing you did say, we got a minute here left. You say, you know, when you meet with someone and you do that initial consultation, for you even to say, hey, look, we need to do a study, you're pretty much taking what they tell you to be true, of course. But then you're pretty much saying, hey, we can help you get you some money.
Absolutely.
Save some money.
Yeah. And then we'll validate what they've told us through the process after they're engaged.
Yeah.
But it's easy, even a phone call. We can explain it in 10 minutes. And
they give you three pieces of information, basically.
Always get an analysis done.
Absolutely. You know,
it doesn't cost anything. Hey, I have this dumb little mother-in-law apartment. Would that work? Let's look at it.
Wow. Good information.
Worst you can tell them is no.
Yep. Doesn't work.
All right. Brett Hansen, 800-940-3115. Also, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-850-500. Thank you for being with us today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and I hope you'll leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.